The day had begun far earlier than usual for Frank. He was obliged to brush his teeth, take a shower, shave, comb his hair and get dressed in less than a third of the time it normally took him to look at himself in the mirror after having awoken from another wonderful night of sweet dreams. His habitual reaction would be a slightly feminine shriek, followed by a long pause for thought about how he would be able to show his face to the world that day. This morning, though, there was no time for feminine shrieks or even a long pause. His beautifying time had been reduced to a fraction of the usual, and this was all just a little too much for him to bear. After his measly half hour of preparation, he ran to his car and raced to the train station. In the train, he proceeded to make some last-minute adjustments on his hair and then decided to take a small nap before the big day really began. He was scheduled for a job interview where he would have to hold a conference to a bunch of school kids about the effects of cars on the environment. He didn't know much about the place, but he was sure it would be fine seeing that a friend had arranged the meeting. He hadn't gotten a job interview for many months now, so he was quite sure that this would be the big one, as he liked to call it. At least he really hoped so, so just in case he did a little more than they asked for. They didn't ask for any visual support, but he had nonetheless spent the last few days composing a wonderfully long and intricate PowerPoint and cardboard presentation for the kids, taking special care to color all the letters to the fullest and fill every square centimeter of empty space with a picture. His early arrival obviously impressed the school director, who was quick to say that the kids would love him. After having quietly slipped into the nearest washroom, he got out his little travel pouch and started applying the final touches on his face and hair before the conference began. He confidently strutted into the designated classroom and gave that damn school board a run for their money. The director had looked a little confused when Frank had asked for a projector, but Frank took it as a compliment and smirked when the director's eyes moved up and down Frank's figure with utter surprise. "Yeah, that's right. Mr. Perfect Teacher has just stepped into your life, baby," Frank thought as he winked knowingly to the confused dean. The presentation went perfectly. He talked smoothly, presented his PowerPoint projection with perfect accuracy, and most importantly, looked great. He had taken great care in making the presentation color as colorful as possible, but he had taken even more care in looking good, and that's what ultimately mattered. The kids even seemed incredibly interested. Most of them just stared at one spot, listening intensely, some rarely even blinking. Not very many questions were asked either. Even better, thought Frank. They get it. Images, he always said, were the best methods of teaching something, the best method of making something known to a non-understanding pupil. This was one of the main reasons his appearance was so terribly important to him. If people saw how wonderfully great he looked, they would interpret him differently. Beauty was, to him, a great sign of success that was internationally understood, the language of the gods, as he tended to call it. After the wonderful presentation, the school offered him a ride to the train station where he had left his car in the morning. He gladly accepted and was once again very pleased to see the director's stunned expression when he strut back out of the class with his projector. The ride was wonderful. Basking in his beauty and successfulness, Frank enjoyed every moment of his trip back to his car. He got out of the white Caprice, thanked the driver, and walked to his car. As the white sedan left, Frank turned around once more to take a mental picture of the end of his great day. The Caprice drove fast, but Frank could nonetheless read the dark blue print on the back reading, "St. Andrew's School for the Visually Impaired."